So from Yuan Wu, if you simply know the procedures and aims of practical application of the Dharma and carry on correctly from beginning to end, you are already producing a lotus from within the fire. So that, to me, connects with that sense of the small, right? Just doing this is enough already. You're already doing it. There's not some way you do it wrong. That correctly, I think, really just stands for keep going. That's the only correctly there is in meditation. And then he goes on to say, a little bit separate paragraph, but be at rest wherever you are and carry on the secret, closely continuous, intimate level practice. The devas will have no road to strew flowers on. Isn't that great? The devas will have no road to strew flowers on. And demons and outsiders will not be able to find your tracks. This is what it means to truly leave home and thoroughly understand yourself. So I'll read that paragraph one more time too. Be at rest wherever you are. And carry on the secret, closely continuous, intimate level practice. The devas will have no road to strew flowers on, and demons and outsiders will not be able to find your tracks. The taming power of the small, again, huh? This is what it means to truly leave home and thoroughly understand yourself. And then one more, and I think we can come back to these in discussion if we want to, but this one from Susan Murphy about talking about vows. Our vows cry out in strong accord with suffering. Everything moves together in this universe. Things hurt. And nothing that exists will endure in any fixed form. Our vows form solidarity with this painful and yet marvelous and unbounded reality. Strangely, this has healing force that ripples out beyond whatever can be our knowing. So this feels kind of like a lot already, but we can come back to them at leisure later if we want to. They really are just, I bring them in to sort of open a field of inquiry and awareness for us that has to do with what is it to be simple? What is it to be small? What is it to be beloved in this time? So I'll allow some just plain meditation to let us all just thoroughly arrive here and find ourselves in this time, in this place, in this body. And then I'll bring in the koans.
Thank you.
fortunately, with a koan, there's nothing you have to do about it at the moment. But to welcome it into the wide space of your being, and of your being here. And it will do the rest. In a well no one dug, water ripples from a spring that doesn't flow. Someone with no shadow or form is drawing the water. In a well no one dug, water ripples from a spring that doesn't flow. Someone with no shadow or form is drawing the water. In a well no one dug, water ripples from a spring that doesn't flow. Someone with no shadow or form is drawing the water. This quotation from Willa Cather is connected to me with the first, but oddly. She's describing the air and the earth interpenetrated in the warm gusts of spring. The soil was full of sunlight, and the sunlight full of red dust. The air one breathes was saturated with earthy smells, and the grass underfoot had a reflection of the blue sky in it.